Lieutenant Governor Duffy called the progress downtown terrific and said Canalside will be a destination point for residents and visitors.
It is just a great shot in the arm for economic purposes, for tourism, just for the beauty of the city. Aesthetically, it's going to be gorgeous.
Governor Cuomo is pledging $1 billion for economic development. And Congressman Brian Higgins wants to open up waterfront land for growth by removing the Skyway. Duffy said he understands the passion behind the proposal, but there's a process in place for requesting funding for Skyway demolition.
The governor is serious about these regional economic development councils, so I would suggest that this project go back. It's going to need federal help with the congressman, but for state help and local help, no better place to go, no better vehicle than the Economic Development Council.
Duffy said a local developer's proposal announced earlier this week for a covered stadium on the Outer Harbor is, quote, very interesting, but said he's not sure the region's elected officials are on board. The lieutenant governor said what he does know is Cuomo's committed to keeping the Bills in Buffalo, and talks with the team over a new lease for Ralph Wilson Stadium have been, quote, very positive.
I commend the Buffalo Bills, Jeff Lippman and their organization. We've had very good, positive discussion. They've been fruitful. There are no results yet from that. And when we do have results, we'll announce that as a team.
The Bills' lease runs out in about 8 months. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.